Dramatic weekend in the U.S. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California, the scene of a mass shooting Sunday.
One person has died. Four people are critically injured. Very tragic. It's less than 24 hours from that horrific shooting in Buffalo, New York. And now we have this church shooting here in California.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. The shooting happening during a lunch banquet. Police saying the suspect, an Asian male in his 60s, had already been detained and hogtied by parishioners by the time they arrived. Laguna Woods Mayor Carol Moore stating she is so grateful for all of the support that her city is receiving.
The city of Laguna Woods is so pleased. The cities nearby immediately contacted it and wanted to support us. It was so outstanding to have that happen.
Two people are dead and three injured after a shooting at a busy Houston flea market Sunday afternoon. Police saying the parties involved were men in their 20s who likely knew each other. 18-year-old Peyton Gendron has been arraigned on first-degree murder charges for the mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday that killed 10 people and injured three others. New York District Attorney for Erie County John Flynn telling Fox News Live that the investigation will be extremely thorough.
The investigation in this case is on multiple levels, looking at everything and anything that he touched, that he did, in the last 6 months, if not going back further.
The FBI investigating the mass shooting as a hate crime. A felony hearing is scheduled for Thursday. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland suffering a stroke over the weekend, while Pennsylvania Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman suffering a stroke on Friday. Both are expected to fully recover. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden visiting Asia this week. His first trip there since taking office.
President Biden begins a four-day trip to South Korea and Japan at the end of the week as part of a demonstration of a rock-solid commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific, the White House says. China's sphere of influence is likely to be a top topic. In Japan, the president will meet with other leaders of the Quad, a group of nations made up of the U.S., Australia, India, and Japan. North Korea's nuclear ambitions are also a key concern. Officials have indicated a possible nuclear test by Pyongyang to coincide with President Biden's visit to Seoul. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Vandals hitting a memorial for one of Britain's most recent prime ministers.
A brand new statue of Margaret Thatcher. The likeness of the former prime minister was egged just hours after it was installed in her hometown of Grantham this weekend. One man could be heard shouting, "Tear it down," as others passed by, booing loudly. The 20-foot-tall statue of Britain's first female prime minister was originally supposed to stand in Parliament Square in Westminster, but fears of a motivated far-left movement prompted the change of location. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Former First Lady Melania Trump, in an interview with Fox and Friends Weekend, explaining why she thinks she was never offered to pose for the cover of Vogue magazine during her husband's administration.
They're biased. They have likes and dislikes. It's so obvious. And I think American people and everyone see it. It was their decision, and I have much more important things to do. And I did in the White House than being on the cover of Vogue.
This was her first sit-down interview since leaving the White House. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.